Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Well, I've already had the best part of my morning. Katie forgot we're going on the air. Oh, it's like God. The same time every day. Like, here we are.
Where are my headphones?
Is the YouTube feed up?
It is.
All right, at least
YouTube
that's working.
Is up and rolling.
No headphones, though.
Good morning, homies.
Yeah, hi. Oh, God, we're going on the air? What time is it? I have no idea. I'm trying not to turn into the person, like, the people who are like, I do CrossFit all the time. I'm in CrossFit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I play pickleball. I like
Careful.
To play pickleball. I'm a runner. I like to run. You know, it's the people that, like, it becomes their identity, what they do.
Yeah.
I've been eating really clean, pretty damn healthy. For a good month now, I dropped 15 pounds like nobody's business.
I know. It's so easy for
Cut out alcohol, everything. I weighed myself last night, and I was like, whoa, I got to throw the brakes on this, actually. And
yeah.
Nicole was even like, I think you're good.
Don't get too skinny.
She's like, don't get too skinny. So I'm trying to ease up a little bit. But you realize when you start eating incredibly healthy and you're really watching everything that you put into your mouth, you start listening to what other people are eating, and you're just... You're surprised by how much crap they're consuming, Katie.
Oh, me? What do you mean, me? Why did this
just
turn into
names,
me?
Just names right off the
What did you fry last night? You fried a sandwich or something?
No, well, I didn't fry. I just pan fried, you know what I mean? But it was a peanut butter and banana sandwich,
okay,
but it was
so
on protein bread.
Okay.
And it was a good peanut butter and a banana. It comes from a tree. Come on.
The thing that was most shocking to me was yesterday watching the video of you with the... Croissant.
That's different.
The unfortunately named croissant
you know what I
that
mean?
You hollowed out and shoved an ice cream bar into it.
Yeah,
and
that
my poor little heart went, it fluttered when
did
I watched
it?
That. I was like, I better go eat a bowl of cottage cheese right now. To make up for watching this video.
Okay. So that's a TikTok hack, and I've been waiting to try it. I have just been so excited to try this food creation, and it is as good as it sounds. I got my
croissant.
It was so good. And not only that, but like I upped the game a little because the hack is you go get croissants from a certain place, but... I just want to say, I got my croissants from Safeway.
Yeah.
That's the pro tip right there.
They got
there.
A banger croissant.
They have the best croissants because they don't like, you know, a lot of croissants, they'll just like flake all over your shirt. I mean, and that is the test of a true good croissant. But Safeways are nice and buttery and soft. And then you can throw them in the air fryer if you want them to be
That's
all
a bread,
flaky.
Much like you.
Yeah,
it's like your bread
it's
that
all
defines
soft
your personality.
And doughy.
No, flaky.
Exactly. Oh, shut up. You can count on me. You can count on me, homie. But anyway, so the croissant, then I went and I upped the game with a Fat Boy ice cream
bar.
Yeah,
you
did. Certainly did. It was so good. And not only that.
You're eating a product named Fat Boy.
I know, yes, I did.
That can't be good for you.
It was like the man in my dreams.
Finally a man that understands me.
The man I needed in my life. But the funny thing is I brought the right, because I went into Safeway and I bought an 8-pack of croissants thinking that I was just going to need one or two of them to do this video, right?
Yeah.
By the time the weekend was done, I had eaten 5 croissants.
I can't believe it.
In 24 hours.
Shocked.
So I came in
all
yesterday.
Filled?
No, not
okay,
all filled.
I was like, Katie.
Well, all filled with something, but
filled
not ice cream.
Filled with her feelings and
not
depression.
Not ice cream, not ice cream.
I just filled them with my depression.
But so I brought the other three, the three I had left yesterday. I'm like, I cannot eat. I already had 5. I can't eat all 8 of these. So I brought them into the station, and I told Josh. I was like, hey, you want to do a TikTok hack? Because there's an ice cream bar in the freezer, too. So we still need to do that for Josh. I know you are frowning
I will not
on the
that.
Ice cream croissant. Maybe you'll have
but
a bite.
You.
Maybe you can have a bite. Just try it.
I feel like you're trying to fatten me up.
I am.
Do you know what my go-to sweet
30s,
treat is? Nicole bought me this bag of keto. It's like chocolate keto something or other. It's essentially quinoa that's been covered in like a dark chocolate.
Oh, I know exactly.
So it's like quinoa crunch, and it's chocolatey. Don't make a face. It's
I'm
actually quite
face.
Tasty.
This
it's
is
really
like
good.
The when you get on the plane and they're like, you know, they have those cookies that are quinoa covered in chocolate. And if you make the mistake
quinoa's
of saying
awesome.
You want that cookie, you're going to be very disappointed.
Quinoa is a game changer in the world of snacks.
I think, again, when you're not eating anything bad and then you have a quinoa cookie and it's the only sweet you get,
it feels
it's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
awesome.
It's wild how different I feel this past month.
Yeah.
Like in a good way. I mean, it's really quite shocking. I mean, because I drink so much water. The only downside is I, not even joking, I think I was up 7 times last night to pee. I had so much water yesterday. I am chugging water. I'm eating a ton of olives, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt. The game changer, you made your peanut butter sandwich last night. I got some sunflower butter.
Ooh.
Made from sunflower seeds.
Yummy.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
That
I know this is so
tasty.
Hot. It was really good.
Yeah.
So highly suggested. But when was the last time you saw your cardiologist?
What is a cardiologist?
Oh. I've been waiting for this moment all morning. It's the Mix 100 Sports Report. All right, so get this. I was thinking these cards hadn't been sold yet, but I guess they went to auction. Check this out. Somebody had, how many packs was it? Like 8 packs of baseball cards from like 1952.
Oh, wow.
Valued originally at about 40 cents.
Oh, man.
They were never opened. They were found in the cellophane wrapper as like a brick. So it was a brick of them, all wrapped in cellophane. 74 years later, they went to auction, sold for $1.1 million.
This is everyone's dream. Like, you're cleaning out your grandparents' attic.
Grandpappy's attic.
Exactly. Tucked in the back corner, wrapped up all nice. And
are those baseball cards?
Like, this is someone's dream right here.
Oh, my God. This is wild. I guess this has happened a few times before. The last auction was like $873,000. But anyway, the price keeps going up, up, up. They're speculating that there could be some very rare baseball cards in these packs. There's a long story about it. There may or may not be. If that's the case, there could be cards in these packs that are worth like $12 million.
Okay, so they haven't even opened them yet.
They haven't opened them.
They're not opening them. It's all based on speculation. Yeah.
What?
So, but that, what a wild investment. You pick it up for $1.1 mil. Maybe you decide to open them up and there's cards in there worth $12 million. It's a pretty solid investment right there. Or you just, or Mickey, they're saying there could be some Mickey Mantle cards in there that are worth a lot.
Okay.
But anyway, I think I would just still sit on these cards.
Just leave them.
Yeah, would you open them?
No, because they're still just going to go up, up, up in value if they're sitting there unopened from 1952 in the original wrappers. Are you kidding me?
So just the curiosity alone is enough to make them be worth that much.
I bet he could resell those on the curiosity again and make a million.
Yeah, I put it on Facebook Marketplace immediately. All right, then get this. A bunch of researchers went out and compared a buttload of people that did 90 minutes of moderate cycling for a length of time.
Yeah.
And then they compared a different buttload of people that did just 6 30-second all-out cycling sprints, a total of 3 minutes of intense exercise. The 3-minute sprints changed 714 different proteins in the blood, where the 90-minute workouts changed just 7 proteins.
No, don't tell me that.
Sprinting also altered more than 200 different compounds in the bloodstream.
No.
The moderation one did not. A lot of those were tied to metabolism, tissue repair, blood vessel growth. They also were tied to fat burning, hormone regulation, and how your body processes nutrients, all for the better. 3-minute workout versus a 90-minute workout each and every day.
But you need to go super hard in those 30 seconds.
All you know what to the wall.
Yeah.
That you got to cycle like crazy.
And so do they say like 6 minutes, 30 seconds each? How much time in between? I mean, you have to
You're going to have to do your own research.
Sure, it's like a minute or two. So all in all, you're probably working out for 10 minutes
total. Well, this only says
some 3.
I know 3, but you need a break. To rest in between.
Yeah,
you have
I think a break. Because it was 6 30-second all-out sprints.
Okay.
Cycling sprints.
Yeah.
But we should try this.
Because that's the thing. I see people who are running when I am, and there's one girl in particular, and she'll run for 30 seconds, and then she'll walk. And we're always at the same pace. Like, when I run with her, when I see her out and about, we usually finish and start at the same time.
Really?
Stuff, and I'm just like, I wonder if hers is better than mine.
They always say just a little flat-out run is so good for you.
Yeah, because when I'm jogging, I do it for the whole 2 miles. I don't stop, and I feel like that's so imperative.
And she probably looks way better.
She looks way better than me.
So,
so
tight
like,
and
maybe
firm.
Maybe this is okay.
She's so firm.
You mean about it.
You're so beautiful and glistening. Muscles.
I'm
six-pack abs.
You're doing it.
You're doing it, but then you go home and shove ice cream bars into croissants.
It's a TikTok hack.
Josh, what else is going on in sports? Anything?
Well, last month we talked about how the Buffalo Sabres right there in New York got really mad at a Smoky Hill High School for using their logo, even though they've been doing it for the last, like, 20-so years. They're just now finding out about it. Well, the issue is kind of being resolved because all the students went into their classrooms on Monday and they were like, we don't know if we can even wear our logo anymore now. Like, they could get in trouble for that. So the National Hockey League reached out and they asked the Cherry School District, which is Smoky Hill High School, to sign a no-cost, royalty-free license agreement in response to this whole debacle over their Buffalo Sabres logo. I, for one, am kind of bummed about this. I know that the other alternative was that they have these students allowing them to recreate the logo that they seem fit and say that they seem best. I'm kind of bummed about this. I want them to do this. The royalty thing, free thing is them just being able to use the logo now. So they're able to essentially say, hey, we know you guys created this logo. We're just going to kind of use it on our own right now.
I'm confused.
Okay, so the
Sabres aren't allowed to use it.
Because the Cherry Creek School, Smoky Hill used it first. So they have,
Sabres used it
first. I'm still confused.
But the Smoky Hill is who gets the rights to it. So the Sabres get to use it without having to pay any money to Smoky Hill. Is essentially what it is.
The Sabres,
then I'm also confused.
No, the Buffalo Sabres. Well, the Buffalo Sabres are allowing Smoky Hill to use it.
Oh, okay.
Because Smoky Hill came with it afterwards. The Sabres are an older organization,
but they can't make any money off it.
No, no, no. That's the thing they can't. But I want.
How's Chatfield doing? Is Chatfield okay?
It's nothing to do with Chatfield.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons
on Mix 100.
Yeah, the hype is brought to you by good partners over at Mountain High Appliance. Get amazing savings throughout the showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire kitchen. Find top brands and expert advice. All you have to do is go to Mountain High Appliance. This coming Monday, we're having another one of our Mix 100 VIP listener lunches here at the Mix 100 studios and offices, which are absolutely beautiful. The band Camino is going to be here. They're kind of a big deal.
Absolutely.
We'd like to get some listeners in here to watch the band, have some brunch with us, and meet the Mix 100 crew. So if you'd like to join us on Monday, you got to be caller 10 right now. One little caveat. If you've already been to some of our Mix 100 VIP listener lunches, don't call in.
Yeah.
We want some newbies right now, people that have never been in here with us.
Yeah.
We want to show you our digs.
We want to share the love. Right?
Share the love. Yes. So if you've been in here a couple times, sorry, broskies. Looking for newbies this time. We'll be consulting our databases and checking IDs.
Yeah, double check.
Don't lie.
Triple check.
303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you've never been down to the Mix 100 studios and you'd like to join us for this VIP listener lunch with the band Camino, Monday, caller 10 right now. There's some bonus shots to sign up at mix100.com, and then Nina and Big Rob will also give you some chances too. So good luck. We're excited to meet you guys. Some stuff floating around this morning. You know those little free library boxes that are like on the streets? They look like little houses and there's books in there and stuff.
I love those.
There's now little free Blockbusters popping up all around the country. It's blue. They're blue and yellow. They've got the logo on the side.
Stop.
And they can hold physical media. VHSs, DVDs, Blu-rays. The first one made an appearance a few years ago by a former Blockbuster employee in California. And it has really caught on. There's dozens of them now across the United States. There's even a website where you can start your own. They'll give you like the template, the colors, all of that. And then you create one in your neighborhood, send them a picture, and they'll put it on their free Blockbuster location map. And for the record, the website is saying that Blockbuster LLC is still a thing, and they're fine with it. They're fine with you, you know, using their likeness out and about. What are they going to do? There's no stores.
Well,
right?
There's that one, right?
In Bend, I think. There's one in
Bend, Oregon. So they are still a thing. And
right.
I love how they're tapping into the nostalgia.
I want to do this in my neighborhood. I really do.
I have a mailbox and I want to do this.
You can use anything. A lot of people are using those old, you know when you used to put the quarter in the newspaper machine and you'd open the front door and you get a newspaper out of the front? Yeah, old school, right? a lot of people are finding those, refurbishing them, and putting the physical media inside. And you just open up, you take what you want, put it back, add stuff to it.
I
want to
do this.
I
so
do too.
Bad. Like,
I
right
do
here
too.
In Lone Tree.
Absolutely. So that's fun. That's trending this morning. 10 Things I Hate About You is coming to Broadway. You for it? You dig it?
We just talked about this movie.
We did, didn't we?
And I am absolutely for it. That is a classic, and that needs to be on the big stage.
I think it's one of my wife's. It's probably within her top 10.
It is like when
she made me watch it one night.
When he gets up and sings like in front of everybody, and he did that off the cuff.
I didn't get it.
He completely just improvised that off the top of his head.
Heath Ledger, may he rest.
Exactly. But it is such a huge moment, I think, for so many millennial women because we're like, we want a guy to do that for us.
Yeah. She made me watch it. I didn't get it. So I got one final thing. A Kentucky man has claimed a Guinness World Record by assembling a Mr. Potato Head while blindfolded in 7.92 seconds.
Whoa.
Shattering the previous record of 12 seconds. Oh, yeah, he killed it. So, they blindfolded him, and he was able to put in the eyes and the nose and the mouth and the arms.
In
the
correct spot,
in all the correct spots.
Okay.
In under 8 seconds.
Wow.
That guy was feeling up that potato head, I'll tell you what.
Can you imagine just practicing that?
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Wonder
what his girlfriend thinks of that.
No. Yeah.
Josh, who was our winner for our VIP lunch?
Hey, that was Linda out of Lakewood.
Well, woo! Linda, we're excited to see you on Monday for our Mix 100 VIP listener lunch with the band Camino.
Yay!
Bonus shots to sign up at Mix100.com. Katie, what else is going on?
Okay, get ready for Mario Kart in McGregor Square.
What?
Yeah, an afternoon of Mario Kart on a 66-foot LED screen.
Here, I got something for you.
Yes! Four players going head-to-head with 30-minute racing sessions running from 1 to 6 p.m. This is going down on Thursday, and your registration reserves one player spot. So, yes, you have to register for this if you want to play Mario Kart during this specific time in McGregor Square. Your family and friends are welcome to come watch and cheer you on, and they don't have to register for this, but it is going to be one heck of a party out there in downtown Denver. And I love this because after they do the whole Mario Kart session, they're going to have Super Mario Galaxy on the big screen for their final movie night of the summer.
I just watched that this weekend.
Is that
we
great?
Plunked down and watched it, and it was mediocre.
I think it'll be even better on the big screen in front of all of your friends.
Oh, it'll be
and
fun
family.
With all your friends. There's a lot of Easter eggs in the second one.
Really?
You got to know your Nintendo background for sure.
Okay.
A lot of Easter eggs, which I personally enjoyed. The story sucked, but I liked all the little things.
The Easter eggs are fun.
Easter eggs are fun.
Mario Kart, I mean, that is a rite of passage right there. Like, in my family, boy, like, that's who got to, like, play Santa at Christmas was who was the winner at Mario Kart.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. We would have
what a weird family.
We would have complete argument settled over Mario Kart. So I love that you can go and play on a big 66-foot LED screen.
That's
good family fun right there. And speaking of families, do you hear about the school year's already bringing some drama? Cherry Creek School District alone. So two schools had to close because of flooding yesterday. So they didn't get to go to their first day of school. Highline Community Elementary School and Overland High School had some pretty serious water damage from the floods over the weekend. So they had to clear all that up, and they were expecting to open the schools today. So they had to push back the opening day just a little bit. But Cherry Creek High School, do you hear about this one? They had to be put on temporary secure status yesterday because a bear rolled onto
Not
campus.
Another bear another story.
Another bear.
Oh,
he was looking to join the choir. They were looking for a baritone.
Awesome.
Happy.
How long did you think
that was really good. Okay, you've had so many stupid bear puns. That one worked for me.
Like
a baritone. Boom!
Yes.
Boom! Yeah.
I wasn't ready for you to like it so much.
That was
all
a good one.
That was
solid.
Okay. So, yeah, they've been dealing with
Chair Majesty stamp of approval. Boom.
It was very good. And then I ruined it. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well, then I'm done. There's your my hype.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
On a personal level, I want to give a shout out to my cousin Carrie and her daughter Emma. Driving from Nebraska down to the Springs this morning, they're listening. Mama Carrie is dropping her daughter off for college in the spring. She's doing some medical school down there.
Oh.
And wow. You guys are old, Carrie.
I know. Sure makes you feel like it, right?
Yes. I mean, it's an exciting time for them, but also very sad because, you know, your oldest is going off to college.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
In the springs.
It's hard to wrap your mind around all that, right?
You know, like, you party like crazy, get into all sorts of trouble.
Okay, well, you don't have to remind her of all that.
Nice,
like,
good
just,
binge drinking.
No, she's going to earn that degree.
Yeah. Yes. She's going to come back pregnant.
She's, okay. Oh.
Wow.
Shout out to my cousin Carrie this morning on this new adventure.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You're going to have a doctor in the family, and then you get
to
brag.
That's the thing, you know? Is Emma's going to be the go-to, like, when anything happens. Quick, call Emma.
Exactly.
I'm having chest pains. Is this normal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're gonna love having a doctor. Like, my mom brags about my sister, the lawyer, all the time.
Oh, yeah. If you ever want to sue somebody.
Yeah. Not so much the radio DJ, but the lawyer.
Oh, Katie.
She's like, Katie's such a disappointment, no. But my lawyer daughter
I know,
is fantastic.
That's exactly it.
So anyway, shout out to Carrie and Emma this morning. Thanks for sending me some texts. Love you guys. Have fun in the springs. I will tell you that today is National Pinot Noir Day today. Yeah. It's funny how it falls like that. Bye, kids!
That's funny.
Where's my bottle opener? Okay, so we're just handing things out on the show today. I want to hand out 2 pairs of tickets to our Mix 100 Wine Time that's coming up on the 28th.
How fun! Whoa. We're giving those away, too!
We're so benevolent. We're so kind. It is going to be at Ehlich's Friday, August 28th. 14 different hand-picked wine stations. 21 and up event. So there's no goofy kids running around distracting everybody.
Nice and classy.
And it's like after Ehlich's closes, too. So it's going to be nice and calm and quiet. Very romantic.
And what a nice place is walk around and sip wine.
Sip wine, find a corner and make out.
It's underneath the Ferris wheel.
Oh, how romantic.
Imagine
totally
the shenanigans you can get in by the bumper cars.
Jeez, Katie. What a pickup line.
What
a pickup line.
It's perfect.
Yo, meet me at the bumper cars, babe. We're going to have a live DJ, a photo booth. It's going to be a really nice, relaxed summer evening. So we'd like for you guys to join us. If you've never been to one of our Mix 100 events, call now, 303-691-1MIX. Oh, this music. 303-691-1649. We got a pair of general admission tickets to Mix 100 Wine Time.
This music makes me want to go by the bumper cars. It does.
You are obsessed with the bumper cars.
They're a good time. What?
Okay, to come here. Have I been a sipping on this wine away too long, huh? Come here.
You get to get out some
I'm
aggression.
I'm a soul full of the Pinot, huh?
Twist around.
What do you say, you and I?
Bump into people.
We sneak off behind the bumper car and have a little bumper of our own.
You have me a bumper car.
It's so good. Hey, listen, if you don't win these tickets and you still want to go to the event, mix100.com. General admission tickets you can purchase there. And some VIP tickets as well.
Yeah.
Which involves
bumper cars.
Bump and grind at the bumper cars. All right, Katie, you got this list that you want to tell everybody about, just mostly because it makes you sound intelligent,
well,
right?
Well, some of them, but I think everyone can kind of relate to one of these 12 seemingly awkward behaviors that might just mean you're highly intelligent. And a couple that, yes, rang true with me specifically because I deal with this so much.
You're so awkward.
I am so awkward. But one of them is that rehearsing conversations before they happen. Like, I get into my head so much about what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it, how someone's going to perceive it. I don't know how you deal with conversations, but I will work it out in my head and then prepare answer.
Katie hit me with a whole thing this morning. It wasn't even, hi, good morning, how are you? The first thing that she hit me with this morning was, are we okay? It was one of those, are we okay moments. I'm oh my God, no, it's too early for this.
Sure, but again, I just have to like make sure.
And then you even told me.
I did.
You're like, I was thinking about what I want to say.
Yes.
I'm like, Katie, everything's fine.
Yeah, so going into something, like just breaking down every possible scenario. And then also,
I've done that though. I think that's beneficial.
I think, yeah, exactly. I think that a lot of people do that. They want to make sure they put their best foot forward, you know? But then something that, again, really resonated with me is when you leave a conversation, man, you're going to play that over in your head for an hour or two after two. And like, I should have said this.
I don't
well,
do that a lot.
Well, they would have said this, and I would have said this.
I don't do that a lot.
No, I do that all the time.
The only time I do that is like, you know me. I have a hard time doing any sort of serious conversation. And
yes.
My wife, Knick-Knack, knows that. Because I'm always formulating a joke or a zinger or a comeback. And there's been times where I've walked away from conversations and I'm like, damn, that was a good zinger that I had. I should have used the zinger.
No, exactly.
That's the only time that happens
to me. Well, and I think that also it's that we are so critical of ourselves because we speak for a living. So it's a lot of that for me, too, where I'm like, oh, this could have ended so much better.
So these are signs that you're intelligent, everybody.
Another one is you just can't go with it. Maybe this one feels familiar to you, Jeremy, but someone proposes a plan. Everyone else seems ready to move forward. And you're like, wait a second. Wait, I'm not ready yet. I don't know all the moving parts. Like, I need more before I can be completely on board. Yeah.
No.
Don't you say no.
No. Generally, my thing is behind the scenes, I go, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's a stupid move. Why would they do that? That's stupid.
Well,
that's generally in my head.
Truly, but if you can't just get on board with the way the whole group is moving.
Oh, I do.
They say, you know, then you're difficult.
No,
you're
I'm not a friendly
you're not
guy.
A team player.
I have an ego.
But again, your brain has actually a low tolerance for fuzzy reasoning. It can't stand incompetent or incomplete information. It just can't deal with
incompetent.
It.
Incompetent.
Like,
there you go. Logical.
There. Now it rings true for
or
Jeremy.
Listening to reasoning or experience.
Yeah.
Anyway, move on.
No, okay. So, whatever. This is another one. Small talk. Okay, so discussing the weather. How are the kids? You know, like, what do you do for work? All of that makes you want to climb out of your skin.
It makes me want to plug in a toaster and get into a bathtub full of water.
But give you a real topic, one with substance.
Yes.
And it's off to the races, right?
I hate small talk.
Yes, you could talk for hours. You really could, but it has to be a good conversation.
Please just don't talk to me. I would be better off if you just didn't say anything to me.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, like,
so what grade are the kids in now? You don't care.
I know.
You have no idea. You just don't care.
Bring up the little ones.
How was your vacation? Did you have a good time? Are you happy to be back?
Yes.
Yes, I'm glad. It was great. I'm glad to be here. Thank you. Leave me alone.
I think those big ones, those are the big ones in here.
Babies.
A few other ones are just like, you know, as far as just like, hold on, the first one was the one that you were, the hitting pause in a world that expects quick replies. I think that that's one now that's really kind of just amped up because of our instant, like, we need everything instantly.
Well, everything,
right?
You're always accessible, too.
Yes, yes.
I've tried very hard with that one now to hit pause on myself before I do any sort of replies. I'll sit on things now for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I've given myself kind of some cutoff times now in the afternoons, like, you know, 5 o'clock rolls around, no more work stuff.
Yeah.
You know, no more replies, none of that. This is me time now.
Well, and the quick reply is what, I mean, again, it's like, think if you're sitting
Ones that get you in trouble.
Well, if you're sitting in the meeting and a question is asked and everybody jumps on to answer because we are trained to think that if we don't, something's wrong with us. Like, if we don't have the quick reply, then we don't know. And then people look at us funny, like, why didn't you answer? When actually, you're just taking it all
in. You're just absorbing
it. You're just like,
I love watching the people that just, like, agree and answer right away and just kind of repeat what the person just said, and you're like, you didn't come up with any answers, you just repeated what that person just said.
Well, yeah, and
so funny to
when
me
you are kind of just sitting back and watching, your brain is doing what they call quality control. So when you look at it actually on the outside looking in, people who do take a second to answer, they're deemed as more confident, trustworthy, and competent than those who respond immediately.
Is that you?
Yeah, what do you mean? I feel like
it's definitely me.
Yeah. No, well, I love how you gave yourself a pat on the back.
Hold
there.
On.
I think, honestly, I do try and not just respond right away because I am kind of a little cautious, especially in group settings. I mean, something about me is I am very, like, when we're on the air here talking and it's just us three in the room and it's just like, you'll find out everything you know about me because I have, like, not even no filter, but I feel like I'm pretty transparent.
Yeah.
But out there,
it's
in the
different.
Building
it's
with
entertainment
other people,
right now.
It is. But with other
if
people,
that's what you want to call
I'm
this,
I'm kind of introverted. Like, you have to get to know me before I'm really that, you know, like, before you get that, Katie.
And then you get that, Katie, and again, you want to plug in that toaster.
Shut up, Jeremy.
And crawl into a bathtub.
You don't. You love me. You love me. You love me.
I'm reading this story here about Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus in Centennial, completing a major expansion that will increase the number of students able to receive hands-on career training. The campus is going to offer 25 different career pathways, including 9 new options like automation, aerospace technician, EMT, vet assistant, HVAC, welding, bakery and pastry, Katie, film and motion design. The expansion cost about $100 million, 130,000 square feet, yada, yada, yada. But I love it because it's all like hands-on, hard-working, blue-collar type jobs that we need so bad right now.
Yeah.
Nothing AI related in here that I'm reading.
Well, and I like it's a technical school essentially, yes. But for a lot of different things,
a lot
not
of
just
things.
One focus, which
you're
is so neat.
You're using your hands.
I like this a lot.
And believe it or not, you can make a lot of money doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sadly, like all the technicians and HVAC people will probably go to build data centers, electricians, all that welding. But at least you're out there, you know, learning a career where you can use your hands. And easily make 6 figures a year.
Yeah.
Easy.
You're
going
to need
now.
To. You're going to need to. That's not
easy
even a flex
peasy.
Anymore.
Easy.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like, if you work your butt off, like, start your own welding company or HVAC company.
Or
you know?
Bakery.
Or bakery. Yes. Yeah. You can call it Squeeze My Buns.
You've workshopped
worked
that
it out.
Name already.
Yo, head on down to Squeeze My Buns and get some French bread for spaghetti tonight, all right? But like I said, no AI, nothing about Chat GPT here. It is everywhere right
it
now,
is.
The
it
chat,
is absolutely.
And the people are using it for crazy stuff.
Well, I like that we are thinking outside the box with it, though, because, I mean, you look at Chat GPT and writing emails is a big thing people do with it, right? Like, the reasons people use it are kind of underwhelming, I think. Like, I was actually looking at this post where it was talking about all the fascinating things that AI can do, and I'm like, why haven't I used it for this yet? Somebody said that they dropped a screw on a very, like, patterned carpet, like a lot of patterned on it, right?
Oh, and they couldn't find the screw, so they took
the
a picture.
They took a picture, uploaded it to ChatGPT,
and it
circled it. Because it does is it diagnoses the pixels. So it separates all the pixels and looks at it, and it can come up with exactly where it is. There was a few instances of this. Somebody said that they were in a health store and they couldn't find the specific vitamins they were looking for, so they took a picture of all of the bottles of vitamins, and ChatGPT was able to zero in on where that specific
I had no idea.
Was.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
I will say, when I was finishing my basement, I took shots of the basement without the walls painted or the carpet in, and I ran it through chat, and I said, make the walls this color, make this wall this color, make the carpet this color. I even uploaded a picture of the carpet I was thinking about.
Yeah.
And it beep, boop, pop, boop, and it made the room look finished. And I compared it to the actual finished room when it was all said and done. And damn, it was spot on.
Yeah.
It was really, really neat to see how the room would look on your phone. You know, especially like when you're buying carpet, they give you that little square, you know, and you bring it home and you're like, I guess it'll look fine.
Exactly. You
With
don't know.
With Chad, it like laid it out across the entire room.
And you're
like,
able to see
dang.
It. Yeah.
Did you see what the Zers are using the chat for now?
What?
Knick Knack was telling me about this yesterday. So they will lay out 3 different tops, 3 different bottoms, 3 different pairs of shoes, take a picture and say, chat, plan my outfits for the week, like the
Ooh.
Color combinations, how will I look in these?
Oh, that's
and,
so smart.
And it'll spit out what your wardrobe will look like for the week, like
that's
if things match
genius.
Up. Yeah, you can just throw any of your shirts down, any of your pants and say, create outfits for me.
Wait a minute.
And
they
it'll
I wish
do
we could have done
clueless.
That. It'll do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Clueless. We wanted Clueless for forever.
Well, you can do it. Guess what? You can do
oh,
it now.
Can...
and Lord knows, you need the help.
Hey, aww. What do you mean? I look cute today.
A little ab sweater.
Yeah, I look cute today.
Oh, no comment.
Silence
Rough.
Is deafening, homie.
Thanks for hanging out with
Jeez.
Us this morning. Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Grab your phone.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
You're going to be happy to hear Mom on the radio.
How fast can you be?
Fun to just play the game. You're a big fan of the show.
It's time.
It's time to play Fast Five.
303-691-1649.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Yeah, it is time to play Fast Five. It's our fun Think Quick game that we do each and every weekday at 7:30. If you'd like to call in and play, now's your time to shine. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Always looking for the newbies, people that have never played Fast Five before. Maybe you're sitting in the carpool lane because it's back to school time. Kiddos, bug your parents to have them call in and play. 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll pick a category, toss it at you, and then you have 10 seconds to reel off five things about that category. That's why we call it Fast Five. 303-691-1649. Katie, examples, hit me.
Okay, so you've asked for things like five animals with horns. Also, five reasons a neighbor would complain about you. And the one that won it yesterday started kind of a controversy here with Fast Five.
Oh,
and
my
it was
God.
Shaylee, five things that are sold by the bunch.
People are still messaging me about broccoli and cauliflower not being sold by the bunch.
It was the cauliflower controversy in 2026. I had so many messages.
It's
much
a
fun.
Head of cauliflower, not a bunch.
You can go listen to it in our podcast, by
not,
the way. You're
going
to want to
do
that.
No, I can't. I will never listen to that again.
It was
People
amazing.
Were so fired up yesterday.
So funny.
But you know what?
Shaylee coming out the winner.
It's kind of the charm of the game. It gets people fired up. We have a good time. Put a smile on your face. Call. Try to play. 303-691-1649. And if you do, in fact, win Fast Five today, we'll send you off to a concert.
Yeah, you're going to go to the junkyard. I'm looking at pictures of that spot. It looks so much fun. In 5 seconds is Summer taking the stage there this Saturday. You're going to score a pair of tickets if you win Fast Five today. Yay!
All right, let's get her done. We want to send you guys out for a fun night out, courtesy of JKJ. 303-691-1649. It looks like Celia made it through. Hi, Celia.
That was first. Awesome.
Ah, here you are. Dun, 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 dun. My little note on the screen says you're dropping your kiddos off at school.
Yes, and me and my wife finally get some free time. So
there
we're
you
excited.
Go. Well, yes. First things first, what are the kiddos' names? Give them a shout out.
There is Dominic, Peyton, and Brielle.
Nice. Well, hi, kids. Have a good day at school. And then second thing, what are you guys going to do with your free time?
Not sure. Wow, yeah. That's a big question.
Yeah, you're all braggy about it, and you don't even know.
It doesn't happen often, right?
Yeah, we're super excited.
You're probably just going to go home, sit on the couch, and stare at each other for about an hour.
That's fun, too. And then just silence.
Yeah, enjoy the quiet.
Catch
I know.
Up on your shows.
I saw a great Instagram video yesterday of a mom who dropped her kids off and she went back home, and the video was just her holding her coffee, staring like off into the distance, and then it would switch to a different room and she's just staring.
It's heaven.
It's all quiet. So nice.
That's good stuff.
All right, Celia, let's do some Fast Five with you. No cheating, no help, and no sequels. I got a movie one for you. In 10 seconds, give me five movies starring Jack Nicholson. Go.
Oh, we have The Shining. Something's got to give. Oh, man.
Hurry, hurry.
What is that? It's Rules of Engagement.
That's a good one, though.
And Batman. Come on. He was the Joker.
Oh, my God.
Joker.
Batman.
I know.
One of his biggest ones.
I know. Well, wow. I got finished watching Something's Gotta Give, and I think that's his best one.
That's a really good. That's
Diane Keaton, right?
Or is that Greg Kinnear?
Yes.
Greg, is it Diane Keaton?
Diane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It is
that's
Diane
such
Keaton.
Such a good movie. Oh, make sure
all right, Celia, your phone's cutting out. Have a great little Tuesday. Appreciate you calling in. Here's Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. What are you doing today?
I'm on the way to the airport to pick up a friend that just landed back from Texas because they watched BTS. And then after that, I have the day off work today. So me and a grad school classmate are playing pickleball. So I'm excited for that.
Ah, you're a pickleballer.
Yes.
I have been, yes, 3 years and counting.
Wow.
Okay, so do you have like a name for your team? Are you that serious about it?
Actually, I just finished a league, and our team name is Girls Gone Pickled, so that was really fun. It was an 8-week league at Mood Swing. And funny enough, we actually did get pickled the very first week, but after that, we never got pickled again, so it was great.
I don't even know what that means.
What
does pickled mean?
Oh, pickled means you lose 0-11.
Oh, you got shut out.
Okay,
I didn't realize they had a term for it. Okay.
And there's a fun fact for pickleball now that you guys
yes.
know.
Yeah. Fastest growing sport in America, girl.
Yep.
Yeah. We are definitely on team pickleball. We want to learn how to play it. So
know, yeah.
one of these days we're going to be
should.
We'll
it's
be brave enough.
Fun.
I know. I want to make custom t-shirts and I want them to be green. I want to go all out.
Yeah.
So.
We're having a good time.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And we'll pickle you like crazy.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, which that sounds,
I'll bring my team.
Sounds so weird to say.
That sounds so bad.
All right, Kathy, what do I have? All right, these are fictional. Fictional, not real life, but in 10 seconds,
okay.
I need 5 fictional billionaires. Go.
Oh, gosh. Ebenezer Scrooge.
There you go.
No.
That's all I can
well, Ebenezer might be. He maybe we never
he
really
was
knew.
Rich,
Scrooge
think.
McDuck, though, for sure.
Oh, Scrooge McDuck.
My mind went to Disney. I saw more Disney.
Yeah, Scrooge McDuck. Probably Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Richie Rich.
Oh, Richie Rich.
Tony Stark. Bruce Wayne. Lex Luthor. A lot of comic
Oh yeah, I just saw the Spider-Man and Odyssey. I should have listed off Marvel movies.
Darn
that
it, Kathy.
Too.
Boy.
Darn.
Well, you kind of maybe got one, but we appreciate you calling in and having fun with us.
Of course.
All right,
thank
later.
Y'all. Y'all are always a delight.
Oh,
thanks, you're so
Kathy.
Sweet.
Have fun with your friend.
She's
Bye.
So right, too. She's, so
she's right. very kind. That Kathy sure was.
Here's Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hey, you big ray of sunshine. My note says you're driving different cars all day. What does that mean?
Yeah, I work out at the National Car Rental at DIA, so
oh.
I get to get into different cars all day long.
Do you like doing that?
Oh, yeah. It's Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Is there
out and about,
a particular...
driving cars. I've done switch outs that I do to the mountains. I take all-wheel drives to bring back two-wheel drives.
That's amazing. Oh, wow.
Is there a particular like car, like once you get in, you're like hails to the yeah, like you get in a Challenger or something?
No, I like the pickup trucks. I mean, you
nice.
Know, I mean, there's not very many sporty cars that I really like,
yeah,
you know, I mean,
I'm with you.
I know the Wranglers are really big and I'm like, yeah, I don't see what the thing is about the Wranglers.
Yeah.
But
get me in an F-150, right? America's pickup.
Yep. Yep. There you go.
Michelle,
yeah,
you just got his whole heart.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think you understand.
I could sit and talk pickup trucks with you all day, Michelle.
Oh, I love trucks. I'm a truck girl.
Yeah.
Oh, you should see his eyes.
Yeah.
Light up
I like
right
having
now.
A pickup truck because you can haul that booty around. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
yes.
go. Nothing hotter than a man in a pickup truck with his hat on backwards.
Oh,
I
honey.
Love the backwards hat guy.
Put my Ariat's on with a pair of blue jeans and a white t-shirt.
Ooh,
tell you
calm
what.
Down.
You know how much booty I get in the back end of that truck, Michelle?
I can only imagine.
So much booty, Michelle. I'd max out that towing capacity.
All right. Do I need to leave the
hey,
room?
Or Michelle,
something?
Give a shout out to my wife right now. Give a shout out to Nick.
Hey, Nicole.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Because I'm going to be in trouble today when I get home.
Buddy.
All right.
That's nothing new.
I know.
You're always in trouble.
I know, Michelle. It's the worst. This job is going to get me divorced. All right. It's all right. You and I would hook up, Michelle.
Exactly.
We drive
there you go.
We go drive up. Pickup trucks all day long together. We get a
yeah.
We get a bench seat so you could cuddle up
okay.
close.
Can we play the game?
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. And I'd have my baseball cap on the right way, and you'd reach over and grab the bill of it and turn it all the way around so it's backwards.
Perfect. Yes,
yeah.
I would.
And you nibble on my ear while we're driving.
Okay.
Hey, Michelle, give a shout out to my wife again, Nicole.
Nicole!
All right, we got to play this stupid game. Michelle,
okay.
Your letter is Z, like zebra. I need 5 businesses that start with that letter Z. Go.
Zillow. Zellified. Zippo.
Yeah. I think you got 2. I don't know what Zellofied is.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, you
Sounds
go to ZipRecruiter, look for a job, have a meeting on Zoom.
Oh
there's
yeah.
many
more.
Yeah. Oh, Michelle.
I try again tomorrow?
Oh, if you want to. I look
okay.
forward to talking to you, Michelle.
I know. Like, you're a
I
good
bet
job.
You do.
Woo!
I bet you do. I'll try again tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. You have a pleasant day.
You as well.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Oh, I know you
Bye-bye.
Do. Bye-bye. You want to play Fast 5, 303-691. 16:49. I promise to make the next few faster.
That was fun. I like you, Michelle.
I like the note on my screen with Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
My note on the screen says, Kevin says he's going to suck at this game.
Well, it's just so freaking hard. I think maybe you should call it, like, not so fast two, and I maybe could get one of them.
So every day you just got to get two in 10 seconds? Well, the funny thing is, Kevin, we get a winner each and every day, so it can't be that difficult, yeah. Buddy.
My wife loves listening to you guys, and she's always like, hey, you should play that. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm not going to do very well, but I think she just wants to listen and make fun of me, I think.
That's all right. Well, tell you what. We just gave my lovely wife a shout-out. What's your wife's name?
Yeah.
Jody.
Sweet
Hopefully
Jody.
She's listening.
Morning, Jody.
Hi, Jody. Jody a good kisser, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. She's the best.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows it. All right.
Jeez.
Kevin, no potty language. No, watch your potty mouth here. But I need, in 10 seconds, 5 different words for fight. Go.
Melee, fracas, joust, punching and kicking.
punching and kicking.
Melee.
That's
Melee.
Kind of fighting.
And joust.
Jousting,
joust
I know.
Joust is a good
that
one.
That's fight. Solid.
Sparring
that's
would have been good, right?
Yeah.
I think I get 2 for melee.
Well, I guess I could accept punching and kicking as well, right?
I mean, that's fighting, right?
Boy, your wife is going to be so impressed with you today,
I didn't,
Kevin.
Really?
So impressed with you, Kevin. Kevin, did your wife tell you what you're supposed to say if you win the game?
I don't know.
It's all right. I'm going to teach you so everybody knows. Okay. Are you ready? Here's what I need you to say. Jeremy, play the winning wind sound.
Jeremy, play the winning wind sound.
Please.
Yay,
Kevin, you won today.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that is awesome.
No, yes. I can tell by the excitement in your voice. You're very pleased with yourself.
Yes.
See? Well, and all that worrying for nothing.
I don't know. Maybe it was, I think it was blind luck, to be honest.
Oh, no. For God's sakes, listen, Kevin, give yourself some credit.
Yeah, you'd be all proud. Right,
you said joust.
You just won fast.
I did say joust.
You did. You
I haven't heard that word out loud in
nobody
years.
Has. Nobody's heard that since like the 1500s.
We were all shocked.
Well done.
You did it.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to let you go contain your excitement. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and tell you how to get these tickets to this concert. You're going to go take your wife out on a date night, all right?
All right. Bye, Jody.
Okay. Bye, Kevin.
Bye, Kevin.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Let's talk about clothes. Gen Z now has a new word. It's a slang insult for anything that's low quality or inauthentic, like me.
No.
I'm just kidding. It's called polyester. Oh, you're being so polyester right now.
Oh, they use it as like...
It's like low quality. It's like like if you're wearing like a polyester suit or something, you're like, ugh, that is low quality and nasty. For example, there's a TikToker where an 18-year-old dude is talking about his life he wants in his 20s. Like the penthouse in New York, fancy drinks at a coffee shop. An automatic AI agent does all of his work. He spends his afternoons playing tennis, and everyone's saying that he has a polyester lifestyle. It's low quality or inauthentic. I don't really quite get that. How is that low quality? Yeah, that's the example that they have here.
Well, because it's just unrealistic.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
It's not real.
And it's a manufactured fabric. Yeah,
it's fake.
And so I get you know what? That.
I hate this. That was such a polyester story.
Repurposing words. What? We don't like
speaking
that.
Of clothes, though, that was a stupid segue. Speaking of clothes, should have just went right into it. Oh, Jer, I'm going to hear about this one. We are in the process of getting the kiddos ready for back to school, right?
Yeah.
And that means back to school clothes shopping.
Yeah.
Shoes, pants, all sorts of stuff. We have a hard and fast rule now in the house when it comes to my daughter and what she's wearing to school because she's starting middle school.
Uh-huh.
She can wear no clothes that shows her tum-tum, no belly button clothes.
It's a conversation you have to have now. I mean, It's everywhere. It really is.
Are they doing that in middle school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Showing, a lot of the girls are showing their tum-tums now,
wow.
6th, 7th, 8th grade.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a look, right? And it's hard to say no because, I mean, I do it.
Yeah.
But,
showing up by example.
But Nicole is definitely in my daughter's kitchen saying, nah, you're going to wear clothes with full coverage.
Yeah.
Were you like that with the nah?
I was. It was a different time, though. Like, the schools wouldn't allow it. The school would not allow you to show up with those types of clothes that were revealing. They still had the rule about, you know, your fingertips had to come to a certain point when it came to your shorts and everything. So the schools had rules that we had to follow. It made it a little easier as the parent because you don't want to shame your kid. That's the last thing you want to do, and that's not what it's about. But it is hard. This is such a hard age to get into as the parent, as the kid, because as the kid, all you want to do is be adult. You just want to do everything you want to do.
All the
right?
adults I know are always showing their stomach off.
Yeah, I just want to be an adult. And as a parent, you want to be like, you don't really want to be an adult, though. Enjoy being a kid. Like, enjoy where you're at. And it's, neither one of them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so that's really the struggle. And I was so grateful, again, the school had the rules, so I didn't have to come down on the nana so bad.
I don't like throwing the word shaming out there. That's such a buzzy phrase. It's not a shaming thing. It's teaching your children that there are locations where you need to look somewhat professional.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have, we have the rule in our house, you're not participating in pajama day. Because you look sloppy. You don't go out into the real world and run around the office in your pajamas.
But that's just a day.
Think better of yourself.
Right?
You're at a location where you're supposed to be learning. Dress nice. You're not wearing your pajamas. No, we're not doing that.
But that's a rule you have steadfast, so that's good.
So you're not participating in pajama day.
Yeah, that's a rule you have.
You're
and
encouraging
she respects it.
Dressing like a slob, and I'm not into that.
I mean, that's why I got into radio. But you're right.
Yeah, but we still look nicer. We still, again, people have that stigma too that we come here looking like sloppy. You know what? We are still in a place of business.
And that's
changed an office.
A lot.
Clients come and go. Yeah. You know, you try to look nice.
Yeah, no, you really do. I mean, that's changed a lot, too. When I started in radio, I mean, I was doing overnight, so I literally would come
that's
in my pajamas.
Though. Nobody's
you know?
Here.
Exactly. So, but it really is just such a hard conversation to have with a middle schooler because then it's going to go into high school and then, you know, they're going to rebel against their parents. So it's just like, how are they going to do that? Like, it's just, there's so many things that
they're
going to
start smoking cigarettes and vaping.
It's just
taking
like a
random pills.
Katie, my older sister, we went to high school at the same time, and she would do the thing where she wanted to rebel so badly, she would wear a different outfit out the door.
Oh, yeah.
We'd get to school and then do the changing thing. Like, that's how bad it got.
Girls do that with makeup, too. They'll go to their friend's house and put their makeup on.
Totally.
Yes. Yeah. And
you were going off about some stuff you were seeing on your screen over there this morning. What were you looking
at? Well, again, just the outfits that people are letting their kids go to school in.
What are you seeing?
Like, well, like, The shorts, right? The shorts that show all of the back.
There's no coverage.
You got booty shorts in school?
A lot of them. And again, it's so hard to be able to be like, hey, when you go to school, it's, you know, you don't want to be like, it's about learning and that's what you're there for. But this is a conversation you have to have with your kids.
You're not into the booty shorts?
My mom wouldn't let me wear them.
That's
my
worse
mom,
than pajama day.
We were not allowed to wear those at all. Well, and I remember when I was 18, one of the first things I did was run out and buy a pair of booty shorts.
Really?
Because I
you
could
did,
do it.
Because
my mom would not let me. She would not let me have them. And
that's
so it's
funny.
One of the first things I did. And so, like, that's where my concern comes from is, like, what is your kid going to do to rebel? Because they're going to. They're gonna. I mean,
you
it
go
just
out and get
happens.
Pregnant.
No, stop. That's not
I'll show you, Mom.
No. I'm just saying.
That's why how Nana ended up.
Katie was rocking the booty shorts, and then that's how we got
9 months later.
Right? Well, we were talking about the kids rocking the booty shorts to school and showing off their tummy tum tums. Wade wrote in and said, are you kidding me, you guys? The schools nowadays don't care about dress code. For some reason, he feels bad about his 15-year-old son. What's his son wearing?
Yeah.
Rocking the booty shorts.
I want to know. Yeah. Is he wearing a tube top or something? Wait, I need more information. Why is your 15-year-old son upset? I don't know if I would go that far. I think the schools do try to crack down on some, you know.
I think think they do.
Questionable attire, but sometimes I think it's like choose your battles too.
Well, and let's be honest, like kids, especially in that teenage era, they just want to push the limits. I know I did. Yeah. I know I wanted to break all the rules as much as I could because it's fun.
I was always wearing my knee-high boots.
Exactly.
My leather pants. Leather shorts.
That's right.
Yeah, I was into it. This came in from Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
What up, Kenny?
Kenny says, guys, I quit drinking alcohol about 6 months ago. I didn't have a problem or anything. I just wanted to cut it out. Honestly, I feel better without it. But I still like the taste of beer. So I've gotten into non-alcoholic beer. A couple weeks ago, I started bringing one with me in my lunch to work. I sit in the break room, eat my sandwich, crack open an NA beer, and get back to work. I never
Legend.
Thought twice about it. I know. Real men of genius. He said, to me, it's basically the same thing as having a Coke. Well, one of my coworkers saw me drinking and said, quote, are you seriously drinking a beer at work? And then in parentheses, he wrote, Karen's, am I right? I showed it to her. I was like, this is non-alcoholic. And she still thought it was completely inappropriate. Her argument says, it looks like I'm drinking beer at work. If a client or someone from upper management walk by, they're not going to know the difference. Now, somehow, this has become a whole office debate. Half my coworkers think it's pretty damn funny. Nobody cares. They say if there's no alcohol in it, there's no difference between having that or sparkling water or an energy drink.
Yeah.
The other half thinks even if I'm technically not doing anything wrong, there's just something unprofessional about sitting in the company break room at noon drinking something out of a can of beer.
Why?
Legend.
Real man of genius. He says, it's actually been brought up to my manager and now HR is involved.
Oh, no?
Now
really?
I feel like I'm being pressured to stop doing something that isn't actually against any rule. Then he wrote, I think. I'm digging my heels in a little bit. A lot more. Okay, what do you guys think? Is drinking a non-alcoholic beer at work perfectly acceptable because there's no alcohol in it? Or does the fact that it looks and feels like you're drinking a beer at work make it inappropriate, even if you're technically sober AF?
Huh.
Love the show. I hope this makes it on the air. And that's from Kenny. Well, Kenny, it did make it on the air.
It sure did. You should get a job in our sales department.
Yeah, I think Kenny sounds perfect. Like a good time. This is wild to me when I read it because I never thought about this.
Same.
I have never once thought, I'm going to pack my lunch, go to work, toss in a Mickey Ultra Zero that has no alcohol in it, and crack one open at work.
Yeah. Well, and just to be fair, there's a small bit of alcohol.
I mean,
in it. Very slight.
That's
amount.
Like 0.5.
It's like using Listerine.
Well, no, it's like drinking kombucha because you drink kombucha at work. A lot of people do that. There's a small, slight.
So
amount
maybe
of alcohol,
if he drank like 40 of these during his break, he might have a buzz.
Exactly.
It's like, non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
You probably do have more alcohol in your Listerine. Maybe. Anyway, the dilemma is here.
You don't swallow Listerine.
Says,
Jeremy.
Speak for yourself.
I was going to say, why do you keep saying that?
I know, because,
yeah, but
like,
it absorbs into your gums and your tongue.
It
you can
does.
Get some alcohol into
it
your bloodstream.
Does,
come
but,
on, guys, yeah. Science. And really, you don't swallow your Listerine?
I know.
You should wait, see how it makes your pee smell. Phone lines are already ringing if you want to sound off about this. Is it okay to have a non-alcoholic beer at work? Can you crack one open during your break? It's non-alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, well, I've got some thoughts on this. Avery made it through. Hi, Avery.
Hello, hello.
Well, top of the morning to you. What do you think about Kenny's dilemma with his non-alcoholic beer?
I think it's fine. I can see the confusion with, like, I mean, it still has the beer's logo. So I think he needs, like, a really funny koozie to go along with it.
There you go. That's perfect.
Get a custom-made koozie that says HR sucks on it.
Yeah. Or like safety training in progress.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
No.
Or just one that says, I'm not drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so koozie aside, do you think it's appropriate or inappropriate to have non-alcoholic beer at work?
I think it depends on the workplace, honestly. I mean, I'm going to go with it's not inappropriate. Okay.
That it's not inappropriate, so you're okay with it?
I would be, yeah. It's what? The same thing as kombucha,
yes.
Like Katie said.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's
what,
just a little
what's
bit.
What's the one business you feel like you shouldn't be cracking open a non-alcoholic beer?
I feel like if you're in like a big corporate meeting with all these clients, yeah. you probably shouldn't. But if you're sitting at a table having your lunch, you're alone. I think yeah. it's totally fine.
You know when I thought it would be funny is like right before you head into surgery.
No.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
No. I was thinking like a police officer. Like you probably don't want to be in uniform, even if it is an alcoholic beer.
I think that would be funnier. With a non-alcoholic beer in your hand.
Oh, Avery, you're making us laugh. I got a bunch of other calls to get to. I'm putting you in camp. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it, Kenny. So thank you, Avery, for calling in. Here is Marky Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. Do you think it's okay for Kenny to have a non-alcoholic beer during lunch? At work.
Personally, I wouldn't care, but the issue here is more important, is that he's causing strife in the workplace, and that he's causing an issue with management and other people, and he's taking a stand that's just going to hurt himself. You know, he's going to want raises, he's going to want promotions, and I think that when you get kind of a moniker of being a troublemaker, whether you're right or wrong, doesn't really matter. This is such a trivial issue. I would have just said, hey, I'm really sorry. I just never bring another beer. And if he doesn't like it, then go somewhere else and work for himself. But I just don't think he should cause – I think he's done to be causing trouble at work and to take a stand on something that I see as trivial.
Listen to Mark, the voice of reason.
You are so smart. Because you're right, though. You could do a million things right, and the one wrong thing you do, that is what they remember.
Oh,
so,
don't I know it.
Such a good point,
don't
Mark.
Don't I know it, Mark.
For real, though. It's such
no,
a good
it's
point.
For real. But again, Mark, it's only one Karen who's all of a sudden caused a
well,
stink.
Well, no, but he said it's
which
in
is
management. Now HR's involved.
No, he said HR and management's involved. Yeah. So this has become an issue. He should have backed down immediately and just went, hey, I didn't realize it was a problem. I'm sorry. It's not alcoholic. Hey, I won't do it again, guys.
Yeah.
And then he would have been a hero for them, really. Because then they would have said, hey, he's on the team.
That's what his koozie can say. I'm a hero.
I'm a hero.
Mark, thank you for your very logical response. So I'm going to say, I'm going to put camp in him and camp no, not appropriate. You know what I would do is I'd find some stuff that Karen is doing and start complaining about that, too.
Tit
That's
for
what
tat,
I would do.
Huh?
Tit for tat.
Let's go, Karen.
Come on, Karen.
Come
bring
at
it.
Me.
What's
Come
up, Monica?
At me.
I also agree with Mark. I'm a no, it's not okay. I used to work in HR, and we have like a golden rule that it's really not what your intention is, it's how it's received. I think HR can really kind of come back at him and find, you know, that one day he's late or something because he's, you know, stirring the pot. If he's not planning to be there for a long time, then I'd be like, you know what, forget it, just
bottoms up,
get the cookie, you know, whatever, I'm gonna drink what I want to drink, it's non-alcoholic. But if he wants to stick around, I think he just kind of has to play their game and be like, fine.
Yeah, it does really put a bullseye on you, I think, for anything in the future.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, because again, once you bring it to HR, then they have to create the paper trail, and all of a sudden it's documented. And yeah, you make a really good point too, Monica.
Monica, you're so wise. I'm putting you in camp. No, don't do it anymore. Thank you, Monica. I'm going to go ahead and do one more call. Kelly's been holding forever. Hi, Kelly.
JK Chase.
Oh, no, it's this, Kelly?
Perfect way to end
what
it. I want to know what you think about this, Kelly.
Why do I feel like you do crack open cold ones at work?
Ice cold beers. Sammy Adams porch rocker all day.
Attaboy. Well done. Funny. All right, what are your thoughts on this guy? Is this a yay or nay you can drink non-alcoholic at work?
Well, if it's within company guidelines, you can do whatever you want. But you got to play smarter, not harder. Say, I had a beer, then koozie it up, like Avery said. Put a koozie on it. What are you drinking? A Fanta. Mind your own business.
Yeah.
Mind your own business.
Mind your business.
Get out of my face.
I love that. So, or put it in a cup that you can't distinguish it, right? Like, be smarter about it. That's so smart,
right?
Kelly.
My only thing, Kelly, is even if you disguise it and all that, the bad thing is it's going to still smell like beer on your breath and everything. And if you do go into a meeting, nobody's going to know if you had a non-alcoholic beer or not. They just smell beer on your breath.
Well, there's that,
too. Well, that's why you play smarter. You have some Trident gum.
Look at this guy. He's got it all worked
there
out.
There you go. That's when you swallow your mouthwash,
That's
right?
when you swallow your Listerine all day long. Yep. Woo-hoo-hoo!
I've been waiting for this all morning. It's the Big Mix 100 Sports Report. What you got, Josh?
Well, the European Marathon Championships happened a couple days ago, and Abby Donnelly was all ready to make this race, and she was so excited to get going. She was training so hard for years, and then she realized the night before the race that she had brought two different pairs of shoes.
Oh, no.
And she was freaking out about it.
I'm definitely the liability. I actually brought two different size shoes by accident to this race. I tried them on last night and I was like, the right one does not feel right. So then I had to call my parents and my boyfriend, and then they literally ran to the start. It was half an hour before.
So not only did she end up being able to get the right size shoe, she finished the race. She finished in third place. And as a team, Great Britain was able to finish and get the gold medal. So it was a big deal for her to get that correct shoe. But the reason this video is going viral is for how she sounded afterwards.
I didn't notice anything. What was the deal?
That's what I was like, wait, she has a boyfriend and she wants her mom and dad to come?
Like, she's like 25.
Little granny.
That's your big takeaway?
Is that not yours?
That's your big takeaway out of that audio?
She's like knitting as she's running in my mind. Like, what do you mean? That's not your big takeaway?
No, I think she sounded completely normal. I think it was cute.
You're
really?
Crazy.
Out of all people.
I know.
I'm definitely the liability. I actually brought two different size shoes by accident to this race. I tried them on last night and I was like, the right one does not feel right. So then I had to call my parents and my boyfriend, and then they literally ran to the start. It was half an hour before.
I think she sounds charming.
Her parents are 130 years old.
I think she's charming.
She is. It's incredibly charming.
Isn't it unfortunate though, if she is like 22 years old?
Yeah, it's so crazy.
No, she really is. She's like 25.
Yeah.
She's a marathon runner.
I think she's charming.
She's incredibly charming.
So did she do the race? I wasn't paying
She
attention.
Did. She no, finished she did. In third place. She's the first one to finish in the bronze medal. And as a team, it gave Great Britain
bronze.
Gold.
Yay!
So they, as a Whoa. Team, they finished first, second, and third, and collectively got the gold. So
Granny's got gas, huh?
Granny's got legs.
Jolly good. Jolly, jolly, bloody freaking good.
Oh.
Dang,
freaking sure. Bloody jolly good.
We're just drunk.
I know. Yeah,
how did she
become
drunk all of a
sudden? I put the wrong shoes on today. I can't believe I put on two different types of shoes. And then I went for a run and I had a nip of scotch. Okay. Just a little taste. A little nip from my mother. My brother brought me
different shoes.
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
All right, it is time to talk about what is trending this morning. You know those little boxes that you see kind of in neighborhoods that look like little houses, and there's a door on the front, and you open them up, and you can swap out books. They're like little mini libraries, right?
Yes.
Well, those are expanding now to free Blockbusters popping up everywhere. They look like those little, you know, what do they call that? It's like take one, leave one,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
matter. Anyway, they're blue like the Blockbuster, with the yellow little logo on there and everything, and people are filling them with VHSs, DVDs, Blu-rays.
Oh, that's amazing.
So you can go take a movie and then leave one or steal them all, you know, depends on what type of person you are.
Sell them on Nextdoor or something like that.
So there's a company that is involved with doing this, and you can actually go to their website, download the Blockbuster template, that you can put on the side of your own for your neighborhood. And they're popping up all around the country. Then you send this company a picture of it, and they're creating a map now of all the many Blockbusters around the country. We got to get on board with this. We got to do this.
We need one right out the station, right outside the station.
Yes.
We have a lot of media we don't use here anymore. We can fill that
up. Oh, we got CDs for days.
We can fill that up.
We got CDs with 10,000 sound effects on them.
Yeah.
Put that, if you're an Uber driver, put that in your car and just hit play.
Have a good time.
And the entire time, you can just play sound effects for everybody. All right, anything else going on? A Kentucky man has claimed a Guinness World Record for assembling a Mr. Potato Head while blindfolded in 7.9 seconds. So think about that. He's fondling that Mr. Potato Head.
I was going to say, like, that gets you a Guinness World Record
now? Ears,
eyes,
nose, mouth. 7.9 seconds. That's pretty darn impressive,
actually. They'll give anyone a record now, huh?
Yeah. Like,
Mr. Potato Head's probably into it, though, right?
Yeah, you know he likes it. Oh. You know it's a huge flex for both of them.
All right, what else is going on?
Okay, well, get ready. Mario Kart in McGregor Square. Who wants them? An afternoon of Mario Kart on a big 66-foot LED screen. This is going to be amazing. So how they're going to do it, four players are going to go head-to-head. So they'll have 30-minute race.
Yes. There you go. Got something for you.
Yes. Can you just imagine like Donkey Kong and his little thing? And you know how he like wipes out? Yeah, the banana peel. Like, oh, so many memories coming back. So, again, McGregor Square on Thursday. They're going to have 30-minute racing sessions running from 1 to 6. You do have to get registered for this, so hurry up because I believe they're filling up really quickly. You have to reserve a spot for each player. And then friends and family, you can come and cheer on your favorite Carter. And you don't have to register. So if you just want to come and observe, you don't have to get to their website. But 6:30, after all the Mario Kart is all said and done, they're going to show Super Mario Galaxy on that big screen for their final movie night of the summer, too.
Hey, so, that's fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun out there. Again, McGregor Square is always a party and just one of the reasons to get down to downtown Denver. But Mario Kart, sign me up for that. I am still reigning champ in my household, I believe. And then one more. Let's talk about the sensory-friendly hours at the Air and Space Museum. It's coming up on Sunday, so we want to get the word out that families with children, teenagers, and adults with processing disorders and cognitive disabilities, this is your day to come experience a museum in a low-sensory environment. So I like that they're doing that, thinking of everybody to come out and have a good time for that. So again, that is at the Air and Space Museum on Sunday. There you
go.
Very good. There's your Mile High Hype.
It's you versus Katie.
And unless your brain runs on TikTok, reality TV, and red carpet drama,
wow,
you might already be toast.
Let's play Katie Crush on Mix 100.
It is time to get our crush on, and we got Adamare on the line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, well, I guess the entire planet wants to know all about you, so
yeah.
You better give us the deets.
Tell us.
I'm a Colorado native. I'm a college student. Well, I actually just graduated with my bachelor's degree.
This is bad. Your phone's really bad. All right, can you put your left arm right up in the air and don't put it down?
Use it as an antenna.
How's that better?
No, it's even worse.
How about now?
Oh, there we go.
Might be a little better.
Yeah, now we can hear
tell
you
us about
really?
Yourself.
I'm a college student. I just graduated my bachelor's degree back in December. I'm going back to get my master's soon. So all I really do is school.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Get
good.
It, Adamare.
Well, we're going to hop right into this because your phone sucks so bad. I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 pop culture trivia questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie. And anything you want to say?
Since all you do is school, you should be super smart at this. So good luck, Adamare. Yay. Good luck.
Let's do it.
All right. Katie's going to leave the studio. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with a question, so there is no cheating at all. And then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in. But let's go ahead and get it started. Now, for your first question here, I'm going to just tell you right off the bat, it's not Olive Garden that I'm looking for, okay? It is not Olive Garden. But
okay.
Will you please tell me, what does OG stand for?
OG?
Yep.
Original Gangster?
Your second question. Tell me, what company makes the Roomba?
Ooh. Gotta be some tech company. I don't think it's Shark, but I'm going to say Shark.
Shark. And your third question. I need to know, what's the first name of Colonel Sanders, the chicken guy?
Ooh. I have no idea.
You want to pass or you just want to make something up?
Daniel.
Daniel Sanders. All right. Fourth question. In the Twilight movies, what happens to the vampire's skin?
It twinkles in the sunlight.
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. All right, and your fifth and final question. What color is the Tiffany & Company's signature box?
It's Tiffany blue.
All right, we'll get Katie back in here.
Thank you.
No, thank you. You are delightful. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine.
Awesome.
Her phone's doing a little bit better. So.
Okay, that's good.
Let me add up really quick how many she got right. Beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Katie.
Oh.
It is not Olive Garden. I am not looking for Olive Garden.
That's too bad.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm always looking for Olive Garden.
Your mouth is full of breadsticks. All right. What does OG stand for?
Oh, Original Gangsta.
Adamari, you got that one right, too.
Yay.
You're an OG. Yeah. All right, Katie, what company makes the Roomba?
Is it not Roomba? Right? Isn't it the Roomba company? No?
Adamari said Shark. We're looking for iRobot.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, Adamari.
Everybody knows that, whatever. Losers. All right, Katie, you might know this one since you're a chicken freak.
Oh, I love chicken
questions. What is the name, the first name of Colonel Sanders?
I thought it was Colonel.
No.
Wait, Katie. What?
Is that your guess?
Yeah. Is his first name? What is his first name?
Adamari said Daniel.
Damn, Daniel.
It's Harlan. Harlan Sanders.
I was a guess. I didn't know he had a first name.
I didn't either. I've never even heard that.
I think it's Colonel.
Yeah.
Listen, I thought you were supposed to be tapped into pop culture knowledge. You're not doing so good today.
I know chicken. And shoot. I really thought his first name was
All right, I got another one for you. Okay, in the Twilight movies, what happened to the vampire's skin?
It sparkles. Yes.
I think you said it twinkled, Adamari, so it's close enough.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Twinkle, sparkle, whatever. Katie, what color is the Tiffany & Company's signature box?
Oh, it's that like turquoise blue color.
Blue, yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Adamari said Tiffany blue.
That's the same thing.
The actual color is
That's the actual color name, right?
The actual color is called Robin's Egg Blue. But I go ahead and gave you both that one. It's
blue.
I like
how you scoffed, Adamari. You're like, silly.
Whatever.
Tiffany blue should be that answer.
Called it Tiffany blue.
That's all I've ever, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just call it overpriced, so I stay away from it. Hey, oh, hey, jokes. It looks like it was 3-3. You both missed the Roomba one and the Colonel Sanders one, but ties go to Katie? Oh, that's dumb, right?
It's all right.
Oh, we like you, though. You work hard and you're smart. You go to school, right?
People enjoy your company.
We like
Thank you.
You smell good.
Yeah, you smell like Skittles.
I hope so.
Your hair looks amazing today.
Yeah.
No, I'm in a good mood today, Adamari, so I'm going to go ahead and give you the prize.
Yay! Really? Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're really nice. I like you.
We like you a lot. Yep.
You're going to get a couple movie passes to Alamo Drafthouse and a snack pass so you can get snacks.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm actually on the way to my movies right now. I love the movie.
What are the
odds? Perfect for you.
What are you going to go see?
I'm taking my nephew to go see the new Paw Patrol movie.
Oh, that's a good one. It's
so
crazy that they killed off the firefighter dog, though, at the end.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
No. They do not.
What is that? Is that Martin? Which one's Marshall?
That's the fire truck one.
Yeah, that's the one that dies.
No, they don't.
He dies at the end of this movie.
Hey, as long as it's not our favorite.
Which one's your favorite? Rubble?
Yep.
Yeah, Rubble's the best
one for sure.
Awesome. Dude,
Rubble's money.
Funny. It's too bad if Marshall dies, though. Adamari, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and tell you how to get that prize. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.